Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this June 10th, 2025, I have your host James J. Mailoff here, welcoming to the WFHR studio here, our great friend Promise from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, always good to see you. How you doing?
Good, hon. Good to see you too.
Appreciate the time as always, and I don't want to waste your time. We got so much to talk about today. Let's jump right in. Got some upcoming events like Networking at Night right around the corner.
Yeah, Networking at Night happens on June 16th. We did change the time for this one a little bit. Normally, they're 5 to 7 p.m., but we do have our Connecting Entrepreneurials Conference, so we're going to piggyback off of that one and have our networking at night from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Grand Avenue Tavern. You know where that's at, right?
Yeah.
It's connected right there to Hotel Mead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great chance to check that out. They've done some nice renovations, some nice things over there at the Hotel Mead. A shout-out to them. And I love the idea of piggybacking off of the other event.
Yeah. So this one is going to be pretty busy, so we're going to have, you know, quite a few new people shuffling through there. It's going to be a great networking opportunity to meet and greet some people that are not like local to the area, so always great for our members to come out and network with each other. This is a free event for our members, and if anybody's interested in joining the chamber and kind of wants to see, you know, how these things work, this is a great one to like kind of dip your toes into and come and meet us and talk to us and chat with us. There's going to be snacks and raffle prizes. I'm excited for this one. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I want to focus on the snacks part, but journalistically, I should focus on that. It's free to attend, and really, I love that you guys do that, giving so many businesses out there that have maybe been curious or just learning about the chamber or some of these kind of things really gives them a chance to go ahead and check things out.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll give information about when we wrap up today about where you can go for more information or registering if events need that. The Power of Business Luncheon, I believe, is a registered event, isn't it? So that one is coming up too.
Yeah, so June is a super busy month for us, and we have a lot of things going on for anybody that wants to get involved or make connections with us. So we do have our Power of Business Luncheon on June 24th. At 11 a.m. over at Mid-State Technical College. So if you're a member, the fee is $35, but we did open it up to non-members for $45. The topic for this luncheon will be AI-focused, which is, we've seen a lot of AI technologies, you know, coming through this past year, and we got some tools together and some speakers together that'll help you. They'll talk about the AI tools that you can use and integrate into your workflow to make things more productive. And I don't know about you, but have you started using any of those tools?
Not too much, but I have used a little bit here and there AI for not so much anything creative, really, but when we're talking like, you know, letting it do its job.
Right.
And especially spell check. Yeah, definitely that. But in all seriousness, I really appreciate you guys tackling this topic. It's one of the bigger topics we have in today's, in any business, AI is coming up. And I think that the more we talk about it, the less uncertainty, and I hate to use the word fear, but fear of it can be. I don't think that we need to approach things like that that way. I think a lot of this has to do with where a lot of fear stems from in life. People just not knowing about something.
Right, yeah.
Now, we have a lot of national news that has covered this topic quite a bit, but on a local level where people can just talk face to face or just hear from somebody they've heard talk about this subject. Right. Yeah. That stuff means something. I think it really adds up. And it's you're going to help businesses. It's going to be able to help people. There are positives to it when it comes to that. And especially small businesses that, you know, cannot hire the manpower that they might need.
Right.
AI can be, to be honest, it could be a difference maker in them staying around.
Yeah. So I have a buddy that is a small business owner, and he uses AI all the time to help like create content for his business, and it helps streamline processes too if you use it correctly. So well, shout out to our sponsors for that one. Without our sponsorships, we wouldn't be able to, you know, hold this for our members. So Dimensional Marketing, US Bank, Renaissance, Rapids Homes, Solaris, and Mid-State Technical College, thank you for sponsoring the Power of Business Luncheon.
Appreciate all of them. They're really good. Great people, great businesses. Businesses that you hear a lot putting into this community.
Yes.
And for more information on that, is that a registered event?
Yep. It is. You can go online and register at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or just give us a call if you're having difficulties finding the registration link on our website. You can call us at 715 715- 423-1830.
It is that time of year. One of the, I think I've said this a number of times and I haven't been corrected yet. Our signature event really in this area, Cranberry Blossom Festival. There is a lot of great events and a lot of great people putting on these events all year long. I mean, no insult to any other event, but I've been in this area for half my life and it's one of the first things I remember about this area, being introduced to this area. Yeah. And I know that I've talked to so many locals, people born and raised here, and that's what they say is the signature event. So I'm I'm not necessarily just saying this off the top of the off the cuff here or anything. And I'm saying it with pride too, because of how much this whole town, this whole community puts into this event. It's an important one, promise.
Yeah. Yeah, so Cranberry Blossom Festival Vendor Fair. So the Cranberry Blossom Festival is, I think it's like a week-long event with different businesses in the area hosting different events. Yeah. I think the Lions Club is doing, you know, the carnival. Mm-hmm. And then we have Downtown on Tap that Friday. But for the Chamber here, we host the Cranberry Blossom Festival Vendor Fair. And then the following day, the parade. So the Vendor Fair is on June 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's right downtown on West Grand Avenue. So if you haven't been there, it's a whole bunch of booths of people with, you know, selling their products and their services. And it's really awesome. It's kind of like a mini... Have you ever been out to Warren's?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little mini Warren's here.
It's a great comp. Yeah, it really is like that. Just a more a little bit outdoor, a little bit, you know. Just I like that. Yeah. That's good.
Right here in Wisconsin Rapids, we also have, we'll have like food trucks down there too. Mm-hmm. I love being down there when those food trucks start cooking. You can just smell it all in the air and it makes you hungry.
We're really fortunate in this area. We've got all great food trucks too. Yeah. They're all great ones. The only tough part is choosing which, you know, one you want to go to and stuff. So. Times. Yeah, that's a good one.
We do have a few sponsorships left available for this one, and then we are still accepting booth registrations. We do have a capacity of how many booths that we can hold, so the sooner you get your registration in, the better. We are developing the map layout right now, so if you're interested in, you know, being down there at the Cranberry Blossom Vendor Fair, reach out to us. Reach out to Lacey Alling, actually. You can email her at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give her a call at 715-422-4859.
Mm-hmm. And Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade is, as you mentioned, right after.
Yep, so Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade is the following Sunday on June 22nd. We will start at noon right down there at the same area, downtown Wisconsin Rapids there on West Grand Avenue. So this year we're implementing a float theme. And so we're encouraging all those that have entered a float into the parade this year to decorate it from Blast from the Past. And I'm very excited to see how people interpreted that.
Yes. You know. It's such a great way to word it and put it to everybody.
Yeah.
Different people are going to have different memories and different paths. Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. So float registration is now open. I don't believe we have a capacity on that. I know this one gets bigger and bigger every single year. so it is very helpful if you get your registrations in early so that way we can kind of get a grasp on what the lineup's going to look like. Mm-hmm. I know last year it was massive.
Yeah.
It was pretty big.
I was really taken back by it. I was so impressed with that.
Yeah.
And Promise is so right about this. The sooner you can get that information to them, you know, they got a strong, good team over at the Chamber, but they're not a ton of people. Yeah. So anytime you can, the sooner you can get any information to them is always the better, especially with something like this.
Yep, and then if you were interested in registering for the parade, you can reach right back out to Lacey Alling for that one as well.
There you go. Lacey. Shout out to Lacey, too. I appreciate her. Yeah. That number we'll get out there one more time before we wrap up.
Yeah.
But as we're wrapping up, Promise, I know we wanted to get into the 42nd Annual Lucky Summer Golf Classic, and I had to say it out loud because 42nd.
I know.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so the 42nd Annual Lucky's Summer Golf Classic is happening at the Ridges this year on July 22nd. So the reason why I'm talking about this one so early is because registration is now open. Mm-hmm. So we do have a limited amount that we can host for teams this year. I think we're like limited at 150 players. So if you're interested in bringing your team down there to play, get them registered. Like the sooner the better, because once we're full, we're full. We are also looking for sponsors for this one as well. So if you're interested in sponsoring and potentially having a booth out at one of the holes and having a fun game for everybody to play, this one is really great for team building.
Yeah.
So get your team out of the office, go play some golf, mm-hmm. network with other businesses in the area. There's going to be a dinner afterwards, a 50-50, tons of networking opportunities, tons and tons of raffle prizes. This is one of our signature events of the mm-hmm. year. So it's really great to see everybody come together. It's a really fun day to get out of the office yeah. and, you know, weather permitting, it's a lot of good memories.
Yeah. My brother lives in the Appleton area.
Okay.
And he even looks at this one every year. So to Promises Point, get in your registration as soon as you can. Yep. This area loves golf to the point where yep. even when you leave this area, you still want to come back and golf here. yeah. So the sooner you get signed up, that way you and your team, you know you're all set and yeah. ready to go. To Promises Point as well, when you sponsor a hole at this yep. event or something, you just have no idea who could be seeing that business logo right. or learning about your business for the first yeah. time. It's a advertising gold mine,
yep.
Along with you know, helping out a great cause and a wonderful tradition mm-hmm. that Lucky started a long yeah. time ago. I remember first yeah. hearing about this, and it's one of the longer running traditions we have around here too.
Yeah.
That's a great event. Real quick, Promise, before we wrap up, we mentioned Lacey's name a couple of times yep. when it comes to registering for the Power of Business Luncheon, or the Cranberry Blossom Festival Vendor Fair or the Festival Parade.
Yep.
So Lacey's number one more time, 715-422-4859, 422-4859. And for anything else that people have followed questions about, Promise, is there a way to reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me at marketing@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can give my line a direct call at 715-422-4856.
And keep in mind, everybody, while this has been fun and Promise does an amazing job every time she comes in here covering all this stuff, we've only scratched the surface.
Yeah.
We just talked about June, basically.
I know. I have a lot more in June, too. So
yeah. There's so many great events going on with the Chamber. One of the best ways to keep up to date and find out about this, go to their website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. They got a bunch of great tabs on there for workforce, community resources, or economic development, and also their events tab, which yep. will show you all their signature events, just the events calendar, community mm-hmm. events, all of those things. Yep. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Barely yeah. scratched the surface. Yep. Like, there's so much going on. Head on over to wisconsinrapidschamber.com and be sure to follow them on social media, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. I promise, always good to hang out with you. Say yes. hi to everybody over okay. there. You guys get a breather when you can, and we'll talk again real soon.
When June's over, we will.
That's exactly yeah. that. And thank you all for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.